Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, we're joined by Heidi Feldman to talk about the upcoming tryouts for the Knoxville dance team. Well, Heidi, the Knoxville dance team is getting ready for another year and you're holding tryouts.
Yes, it seems like we just ended a couple weeks ago and we did. But yep, we're getting ready to hold our tryouts for the 2016-2017 season.
All right, and so what's involved with the tryout?
Well, usually we like to choose a routine that's got two or three different dance team styles in it. Like last year, for example, we had a palm section, a kick section, and a lyrical section because those were three things that I knew we were going to be focusing on this next season, the next season. So we try to give them 30 seconds of kind of each style, a choreography that they need to learn, and work with them as much as we can to give them an opportunity to succeed. And then at the tryout, they have to perform that routine with usually one other person that's trying out, one other dancer that's trying out. It's usually two of them. And then they come in front of the panel, and we have a score sheet that we base our tryout off of. And I usually have four or five judges, so we can find everybody agrees, and we can find that nice average of where everybody lies.
Okay, and so let me make sure I get this straight. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity for them to learn routine requirements, right? There's three opportunities?
Correct. They need to come to all three of them. We won't be starting over at every teach, so they need to come on that first one, that Monday, February 8th. They need to come to that one and learn the routine. And then the next two Mondays after that, we will be refreshing the routine. I'll be answering questions. They'll be learning another section of the routine. And then they'll also be learning the technical requirements that we will be asking them to perform at the tryout as well, such as turns, leaps, kicks, flexibility, those things that we will have them showcase outside of the routine and then give them an opportunity to show us how they perform in the routine.
And they've got to get up early.
Yes, they do. Yes. I have been holding my practices in the mornings, and it seems to be wonderful, a wonderful fit for my program, for me personally, since I'm a mom, and my kids are getting busier and busier as, they get older. And it seems to work out well for my dancers, as most of them are involved in other activities. And I, don't want them to ever have to choose between, dance team and another activity, because I know those activities will make them well-rounded people. So, and then also a lot of them take studio dance, and studio dance is something that happens in the evenings. Sure. And it helps my program. If they're all taking studio dance and taking that seriously, why would I want to compete with their classes? I want them to be able to go to those classes, and then that will end up helping my program as well. So
are they from 7 in the morning to 8:30?
Yes.
At the administration building gym?
Yes.
And that's Monday mornings, the 8th, 15th, and 22nd?
Correct. So the next three Monday mornings in February, we will be there from 7 to 8:30.
And then the tryouts are Friday the 26th at 5:30 at KPAC?
Yes, correct.
All right. Well, I've interviewed a lot of the girls before, and that sure seems to be fun.
It is. It is. They're a good group of girls, and every year we get more and more dancers that want to be a part of the program, and the interest has been building, and we've been building the program. So this year I will be splitting the team into a JV and a varsity format. So that will be a first for us. For the Knoxville program. So we will be having two separate teams, a JV team and a varsity team. The varsity, they all will have competition opportunities. They will all have performance opportunities. They'll have some performance opportunities together. I will combine, because I always think that the JV performers always learn so much by being on the same floor with the varsity performers. And it also gives those varsity performers more leadership and more ownership of the program as well. So, so it's going to be a little experimental for me as far as trying to figure out the dynamic of it, but I will be giving everybody, like I said, home performance opportunities and competition opportunities, but the state competition will be reserved for the varsity team.
Well, but it sounds like maybe a good chance for some of the maybe younger dancers to get more experience.
Absolutely. It's definitely different if you take your studio dance once or twice a week and then come into our format. It's a lot different. You know, we have, you know, there's times where they'll learn a routine on Monday and we have to perform it on Friday. So that, you know, in studio dance, they have 4 or 5 months to learn their recital routines, where here they've got, you know, 2 hours. So it's definitely a different dynamic, and there's different skill sets that they need to work on and polish. So for me, I think the JV program is going to really give us a great opportunity to do that.
Anything else potential dancers might need to know?
Just come ready and willing to work, and with an open mind, and come and see what it's about. And, you know, come on that first Monday. If you're like, oh, I might want to do that, come and see what it's all about, and then decide from there. You might find that it's for you, and you might find that it's not for you, and that's okay too. I just want to give everybody an opportunity to see what it's all about.
Thanks to Heidi Feldman for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIA, KRLS.com.